It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Business owners with fewer than 20 employees have exclusive access to federal pandemic aid through tomorrow, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The Payroll Protection Program provides loans to small businesses for paying staff and other expenses, like rent. Lindsay Vagoda is the Colorado director for the Small Business Majority, an advocacy group. She says business owners in communities of color and rural areas are struggling to get the aid, even with changes meant to make it easier for those groups to access the funding.
There are huge gaps in our state that resources have just simply and information has simply not gotten to.
Vagoda urges business owners to call their local small business development center for assistance. The program will be open to all eligible borrowers through March 31st. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado restaurants have lost billions of dollars since COVID-19 hit last year, but with looser restrictions and more vaccinations, some see room for hope. Natalie Perez owns Barbacoa El Oso, a Mexican restaurant in Denver. She says business is picking up.
I feel like things are starting to feel back to normal, and the worry is not as bad as like it was in the beginning.
Perez says regular customers are returning, but business isn't all the way back. She predicts it will continue to improve as people feel safer going out. The Colorado Restaurant Association says dining establishments around the state lost more than $3 billion in 2020. Nationally, dining experts estimate one in six restaurants is closed during the pandemic. Colorado State University will close the state's last remaining Confucius Institute later this year. CPR's Paolo Schalciter reports.
The Institute offers Chinese language and culture classes available to the Fort Collins community. Congress targeted Confucius Institutes in an annual defense bill this year, restricting research funding from universities that host them. CSU said it is unwilling to jeopardize that funding just to keep what ultimately amounts to $150,000 from the Chinese government. The center will close in June. The Community College of Denver also housed the Confucius Institute, which closed last September due to budgetary circumstances. I'm Paolo Schalciter, CPR News.
In Fort Collins, it's 37 degrees this morning. In Denver, 40 degrees with highs near 70 along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.